Hello everyone, welcome to A Little Atypical. My name is Alaja, you can call me Lay, and today's episode is going to be a little different because I tried so hard to kind of organize my thoughts around the subject of womanhood, adulthood, girlhood, and just honestly navigating those things. Because whenever I see videos or different things about people navigating their 20s, a part of me still feels very left out. So I wanted to do an episode for the underrepresented 20-year-old experience that maybe more people have these experiences than what people, you know, talk about. Because I don't know about you, sometimes I do also like content about being 20-something, but it's very hard to, I guess, engage in the content at the same time. Because whenever I hear their stories, it's sometimes still coming from people who have ample support systems and already have extroverted personalities that makes things like socializing and networking a lot easier. And I didn't know how to talk about this. I guess I need to preface this. Nothing I'm saying is coming from the sense of being a hater. I just want to talk about this from the perspective of someone who has to develop those things, you know? That their 20s is not so much about learning to be responsible. So there are a lot of people who had to grow up rapidly because of the hardships in their families. There are a lot of people who had to grow up faster, who was looked at as being more mature for a young age. And a lot of times people mean that as a compliment, like, oh my gosh, you're so mature. But when someone is so mature for a young age, it's not always a good thing. It feels like you never had a chance to really live out childhood, to be irresponsible when you're supposed to be irresponsible. That it always felt like the expectation of you was to be mature, figure out things faster so more events, more mature aspects can happen faster. And then when you reach to adulthood, when that's the time to really actually be strict on yourself, it feels like because you were so restricted, whether it's like you had to, I guess, think about like, okay, just selecting a career so I have enough money for my family. Or if you come from a place of being so introverted that the idea of networking just feels, besides the fact it feels against what you feel like communication should be, that part of it feels slimy and just unsettling because you already have a hard time needing things from people that you'd rather keep to yourself than to, I guess, engage with communication that way because you need something, and that needing things is hard and you have to learn to be okay with needing help without feeling useless and worthless. I didn't really know how to organize my thoughts on this. So this is a different style than I usually do, and it's going to be a shorter audio than usual because I want to talk about these things. I want to talk about them authentically. Because even in some ways, I see how society's heading, where you see young girls trying to grow up so fast, and then you see how that affects the girls who had to grow up fast, and how they kind of cling to things that are more youthful, because now they're feeling the fear of growing up, because they already had to grow up. There's a reason why, like, things like bows and games and, like, people are trying to, I guess, delve into the nostalgic things or simply learn things more. Because which some people don't understand, and why some people think it's weird to have hobbies as an adult. What some people don't get is some people didn't have that privilege to have hobbies as a kid, that they had to just focus on school. They had to just think about their futures all the time. And it's not, they couldn't even be present in their age because they had to think about what is the best move in order to be helpful and useful, because they see their families, they see their hardships, they see the hard topics like money, and then think, I can't go out with my friends because I can't afford it. And asking my family for money would just not be useful. And if they do get a job from a young age, a lot of times it's just like to set themselves up so they can provide, not because of fun. And I feel like these effects of girlhood and childhood and the missing of youth is what deeply affects how we navigate our 20s. And it is rough when you see people talking about topics like drinking and partying and having to learn how not to drink so much, and when that's honestly not on my mind. What's on my mind is learning more of the things that I feel like I should have learned younger. Like, I should be better at socializing. I should be better at creating support systems and being as much as a giver as possible. I think about how to be a good person frequently, how to be kind frequently, and what those things even mean to me, and how to just balance my needs with the needs of other people. And sometimes I feel like I'm so deep in my own head that honestly, it doesn't feel like I'm just learning to be 20 and learning to be a young adult or an adult. It feels like I'm learning to be human, because when you confine yourself so much, that you are always so strict with yourself, that now adulthood feels crippling. So for my 20-year-olds that are taking things more slowly, that are redefining their versions of success, that frankly is not thinking about moving out because they're thinking about how much time do I have left with my parents, that are trying to figure out what relationships or what even a healthy relationship looks like, and how to navigate these different personalities that some you have engaged with before and others that are completely new to you, because we all stem from different environments, that feels like they're operating from the sense of always overthinking their every single move, that they tone police themselves so much, and they're kind of just learning how to be freer, how to be themselves and accept the criticism, accept that they're going to be disliked, that they can't make everyone happy, that a lot of times their ideas of something will change, that they may sound hypocritical from their young self to now, because people change. And change doesn't come easy. To change takes so much effort, and a lot of times we forget that people are changing from different spaces. So to my 20-year-olds that feel left behind, underrepresented, having to even learn how to do things like cleaning their own space because they never had their own space before, because they always had to share a space, you know? Your development is different, but that does not make it any less valid. And it's okay that navigating your 20s is not just, you know, getting a job and you have to do the whole networking thing. You have to do the whole socializing thing. you have to learn how to balance the strictness with yourself, because maybe instead of being free, you were always strict, you were always serious, that you felt uncomfortable around people because of how serious you always took things and took life. And now you feel boring in the midst of everything because your version of fun isn't everyone else's, and learning to be okay with that. So if you resonated with anything I just said, it's okay. And this is your reminder that it is okay. So that is all for today. I am truly sorry that this is so short, but honestly, I didn't want this to be a long thing. I didn't want to drag it out, because yeah, sometimes I make podcasts centered around tips and ideas, but I deeply think sometimes we just need things focused on our emotions. The mind is important, but so are emotions, so is your soul, and adulthood is so scary, and a lot of times it's scary to even put your thoughts out on adulthood, because it's like, who would take me seriously? That it feels like the only version of talking about it is like after you've been through it, or when you're in a good place during it. So it's okay not to be. It's okay to be where you're at. It's okay, because as long as you keep trying, you'll figure something out. And with that being said, I'm still doing a card pull of the episode. What I got for this letter is the earthworm, because I used the animal spirit deck by Kim Krams, and this is what it says. Earthworm: shy, hesitant, reluctant to share inner vision. We have all felt the woes of the earthworm at some point along the way. The earthworm indicates a newbie or novice working to establish confidence in a new field. Others around you may seem wise and experienced, but it's important to remember they once felt this earthworm energy too. This card is a reminder not to be intimidated or lose hope. Mastery takes time, and you're on the right track. Besides, rumor has it a beginner's mind offers the most valuable insight. So I think that ties perfectly in this episode, because especially as young 20-something-year-olds, if you are in your early 20s, you may feel like you can't talk about adulthood because maybe your version of adulthood is very much beginner, that it doesn't even feel like you're learning to be it, just an adult. And the 20s are messy that way. It is a mess of emotions. It's a hit of reality because you're not just seeing where you are, but where everyone else is. And you get so in your head about where you are at, where you're meant to be at, where you want to be at. I think this is a reminder for anyone who feels like their development is just so slow, whether it's because of cultural reasons, because of their own upbringing. And a lot of times when people have conversations about the 20s, people don't even connect it to their starting points a lot, because sometimes it's just more. Sometimes it's just more than what meets the eye. And if you are lost, if you feel behind, just know you'll get there. And I'm rooting for you, but you also need to root for yourself. What I am currently grateful for, I would say right now it is YouTube playlist, which seems very random, but I love when people make playlists on different vibes, different energies of what they're trying to bring, and the songs just connect so much better. And it's just such an energy giver when you're just cleaning, listening to a playlist, doing what you need to do, trying to get work done, and you just have that in the background. That may seem random, but it's certainly something I am grateful for right now. Have a good day, evening, or night.